around the country, ISIS is and has been recruiting young Americans to wage jihad on the United States. In Virginia, a 17-year-old honor student pleading guilty to federal terrorism charges after helping a 19-year-old travel to Syria to join ISIS. The FBI agent leading the investigation going on the record just days ago.
Information comes to us through many sources, and folks in the community reached out and made it known to us that he was online, that he was actively encouraging others to participate in ISIL, and that he was had indicated that he intended to travel to Syria to fight at some point in the future.
The 17-year-old's attorney, Joseph Flood, joins us. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
He's treated as an adult, right? 17 years old?
He was transferred into adult court last week.
Why?
It's part of a package agreement that requires his cooperation. He's been cooperating ever since, actually before his arrest. And as part of the negotiation, he agreed to waive transfer into adult court.
He has pled guilty to one count?
A single count of providing material support.
And what's his exposure in terms of sentencing?
The maximum sentence is 15 years. His guidelines are somewhat higher, but the max is 15.
Yeah, is probation a possibility for him?
It's a possibility. I would say that's a stretch.
All right. So how did he get involved in this?
I don't think that his involvement is any different than any other child who gets caught up in internet activities. There's all kind of behaviors encouraged on the internet. And I think like a lot of children, whether it's drugs or sex or internet chats, he got caught up in something that he wasn't prepared for. He's a very socially immature, although very bright kid. And his isolation, his lack of assimilation made him sort of fertile for jihadists who reached out to him and communicated with him.
Well, he's 17 now, but when this went on, he was 16.
Yes.
And, I mean, so he was even younger.
He was even younger.
Did the parents have any idea this was happening?
The parents actually enlisted an imam who has a close relationship with the FBI, and they began an aggressive set of interventions that eventually brought the FBI into contact with Ali. They're actually the ones who brought him to the attention of law enforcement, and a process began in which he began cooperating and providing information voluntarily to the FBI.
Why is he cooperating? Because he's had a change of heart or because he doesn't want to go to prison for a long time?
He's going to go to prison, and I think everyone recognizes that. I think that the line between fantasy and reality for a 17-year-old kid who spends a lot of time on the internet is not always clear, and once the real-life repercussions of this became clear, not just the potential sanctions in the criminal justice field, but the impact that he's having on his family and, in particular, his younger sister, it had a significant wake-up for him, and he is actively cooperating.
There's an 18-year-old he helped get to Syria to join ISIS, or 19, I guess, now. Any idea where that American is?
We believe he was last communicating from Turkey. He did not communicate with my client, but he stopped in Turkey. He had flights to go to Greece, but he stopped in Turkey. And the assistance that Ali provided was to ride in a car to the airport with him and put him in touch with someone in Great Britain.